What we're going to do here is fry a mackerel in the meantime, okay? So, Aisling Moore, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much.
And Aisling, you're the head chef at Goldie on Oliver Plunkett Street here in Cork. And you, it's a fish restaurant, but it is gill to fin cooking. Explain what that is.
Yes, so we endeavour to use as much of the fish as possible. So we'll use the skin, we use some of the bones, we eat the bones, we'll use the roe, we'll use the liver, everything.
Okay, that sounds lovely. Narrowly. Would people not be worried they'd choke on a fish bone if they're deliberately eating the bones?
If you take care of them the right way,
really,
you can't eat every single fish bone. But
okay.
Sardines, fish like that, they're great for it.
Really? And what you do, crisp them up, yeah?
Yeah, so we soak them in milk and then we dredge them in flour and deep fry them. They're delicious.
Okay.
So great bar snack.
What's on the menu for Jazz Weekend?
For Jazz Weekend, we have all our fish came from Ballycotton this morning. So we have some really nice haddock, hake, cod and ray.
Okay.
We have some mackerel as well here. And yeah, we've great oysters as well from Rossmore just down the road.
So your menu depends every day on what comes in on the boats that
yes,
morning
completely.
And you figure out what to do with it
yeah,
then.
So we change our menu every day and whatever's on the boats is on our menu.
Is this your first Jazz Weekend?
No, it's our third, but yeah. Our first one we were only like a month open, so it didn't really count. And last year it was kind of still very much COVID time, so this feels like the first one. You know, it's our first year trading consecutively since we opened, because we've been open and closed with lockdown. So, it feels really special this time.
Excellent, yeah. A lot of people from Dublin in trying you out.
Lots,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, that's no harm at all. So listen, what are we going to do? This is, it's tandoori mackerel, is it?
Yes, so it's a really great way of cooking fish at home. A little tandoori spice, I gave you the recipe there. So there's some yogurt in it, and that acts like a non-stick layer on the fish. So it's really great for cooking at home. A lot of people are scared of fish sticking it to pans.
Yeah.
So it acts like a double non-stick layer. And yeah, so there's a little bit of spice in there, yogurt, lime juice, garlic and ginger. A little bit of cayenne for some heat, but if you don't like spice, you can omit that. And then we have some tomatillo cacut and beetroot
acha. Say that again.
Tomatillo cacut.
Which is?
It's a sweet and sour, tangy Indian type sauce from tomatillos grown in West Cork.
Okay.
So we ferment those and we make a kind of a sweet, sour, spicy sauce. And this is some beetroot acha, also from Singing Frog Gardens in West Cork. And the mackerel's from Ballycotton, caught on the day boats.
Okay, so people might be able to do the other two bits, but anyone can do the tandoori mackerel.
100%,
okay.
Yeah.
And are you cooking that in oil or butter?
Just oil. Yeah,
just oil.
We never cook our fish in butter.
Why not? Because I thought you'd throw in a bit of butter to foam at the end.
You can. We kind of like to do heavy butter sauces.
Okay, yeah.
So will I bake this up?
Yeah, let's have
Perfect.
A taste. Is it done now?
Yes.
And there's no bones in this,
no
is there?
Bones,
I'm not into your fancy eating fish bones
at all.
I've
pin-boned it myself, so I'm just going to sauce the plate first. Yeah, that's a really important thing for our customers, is that there isn't bones in their fish. Something that's really important
yes.
to them, and it's really important to us too.
So they can relax.
Exactly.
Yeah. Have you had any bone incidents?
We actually haven't. Not once. And that's
okay.
3 years going now, so we're
okay,
delighted.
I hope you're not due one now, so...
a lot of work goes into our food to make sure that happens, or that it
Excellent.
Doesn't happen.
So you've got the tweezers as well.
I do, just for hygiene reasons.
Look at
not,
that!
Not
if people could see that, no, we take a picture of that. It's such a gorgeous looking plate. Can I?
Absolutely.
Go ahead there then. You can't beat a bit of mackerel.
Would you eat a lot of fish?
I want to say I do, but I don't, to
yeah.
be honest. But I do like a bit of mackerel. All right. I'm talk what I mean, you know.
Yeah, sorry if it's a bit hot.
No, that's gorgeous, yeah.
Thank you.
And mackerel is a handy fish for people who
it
don't
really
like
is,
fish, I think, isn't it?
100%. And, you know, it's great for you, and it's in season right now. And, you know... just their English market, they nearly always have it, the lads do, so you know it's a great one to try at home, and a lot of fishmongers will pinbone it for you as well.
Yeah, okay. Aisling Moore from Goldie, great to see you in person, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Thanks
much.
A million, Aisling.